produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to a Better Broken radio broadcast. I am your host, Angie West. One of my favorite verses is Psalms 34:18, and it says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." In each radio program, I have shared how your brokenness is a big deal to our God. If you are His child, He promises to take care of you and the broken pieces of your life. He promises that He loves us unconditionally, and He wants for us to know that He loves us, no matter what we may do in our lives or what may come up in our lives. This show, the plans of this show is to continue to build up, to encourage you, and to share more testimonials like mine in order to give help in your brokenness in your lives. You can move past the brokenness in your life, and by sharing my personal testimonies, I teach how I chose to become a better broken. From my personal experiences, using scripture from the Bible to glean upon, I teach how you can overcome many battles of brokenness that you too might face in your life. My intention for this show is to review some of the main points of my books and other devotions that I have written, and to turn those points or devotions around into things that we are dealing with in our lives right now today. I have used the quote in the introduction of my book for you several times, and at the very beginning I stated, "It's plain and simple. Our lives will involve tribulations." John 16:33 states, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." I want to emphasize on some things that the Lord has taught me that will remind us that we can learn from any trial that we go through. The trials that you experience today will be a great testimony and a help to someone else someday down the road. Someday, we will all be able to look back to this time of brokenness in our lives, and we will be a blessing and a help to them. God can carry us through our broken times, and He can help us to build off of them. The last radio program that I did, I started on the introduction of the book, A Better Broken for Ladies. And the subtitle of that is The Pattern of Brokenness. And in the introduction, I just shared with you how it came about, this book, how I came about the idea of this book. And in the broken cross tree that I saw laying on the ground, the Lord spoke to me, and He told me and confirmed to me at that time that I saw the tree that I talked about in the introduction. He gave me peace that I needed to write this book for ladies. And it was a challenging book because not only did I put what God laid on my heart, but I was also able to share testimonies of other ladies that have been through different trials in their lives. And so I want to kind of take those trials and talk with you through these trials and try to give you some encouragement that you can glean upon when you're struggling with battles in your life. And in the first chapter, it's called The Pattern or Cycle of Brokenness in Life. And so I'm going to give you some things from this first chapter. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but I'm going to give some sub-points of the book just so that it can be a blessing and a help to you. And hopefully you'll be encouraged to purchase the book on my Amazon page under A Better Broken. And so I wanted to talk about the term broken. Why do we refer to the term broken so much? Are we not made whole when we accept Christ as our personal Lord and Savior? I'm going to share what the Lord is showing me and others in our times of brokenness. We are made whole when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. The brokenness and the debt of sin that we committed were paid for on the cross, the moment that Jesus breathed His last breath. Still, that doesn't make us perfect and sinless. His death on the cross did not promise us that life as a Christian would be easy. We are all humans, and we all fail Him every day. And still, God loves us, no matter what we may do in our lives, no matter what sin we may commit, no matter what we may go through in our lives, and that maybe we've gone through a trial and we've blamed God for the trial. God is there for us. And He wants for us to learn from the trials. He wants for us to learn and to know that He is still God, and that we should lean upon Him even when we do not understand what is happening in our lives. These are times of brokenness that we all will experience from time to time. No one is going to live a perfect life. the only one that was here, and even he did not live a perfect life. He was perfect in sin. He was sinless, but he still went through many battles of brokenness here on earth, and that was Jesus Christ. And we go to the cross, and we see what all exactly he went through just for us, even as a perfect man. And so I wanted to share a little bit about how God has inspired me to help you in your times of brokenness. And there's a song that was written called "Tell Your Heart to Beat Again." And for time's sake, I won't read the lyrics, but if you could maybe listen to the song after this devotion. I still personally can't listen to the song without shedding tears. There have been more than once in my personal life that dreams have been broken and shattered, that trials have happened and come and gone in our lives, and that I've had to fully lean upon Jesus Christ for my daily strength. And I've learned that I'm certainly not alone in this area. There are so many that are going through so many different trials in their lives right now. And I'm not alone in the battles that I'm facing. Neither are you. No one is alone in the battles that we're facing. We all have broken hearts and shattered dreams at some point in our lives. But my question for you today is, how do you respond when something happens that tears your heart apart? There are so many different emotions that take course in our lives when we experience trials or losses in our lives. And I still am learning more and more about these moments that our lives go through, in the trials that we go through. And I still am learning how these trials can affect, and our emotions can affect, our very being if we allow for them to. I'm also learning how some are quick to judge, or some are will kick someone else down instead of doing what they can to lift that person up, to encourage that person, to pray for that person. We're so used to just tearing people down for everything, and that is so wrong. I'm not perfect. I've been guilty of this as well. But the statement is so true. It says, if you have never been there, you will never understand. There are so many trials that we may feel that someone else does not understand because they haven't been there. Well, maybe my trials or something that some people will not understand because they haven't been in my position. And as a pastor's wife, struggling through the ministry, we have burdens as well. We have things that we need to work on in our lives as well. And we're not perfect. But when we bring our thoughts and our brokenness to the Lord, He is there for us. And He takes care of our every need. And what I have learned in my times of brokenness, that it is only right for me to try to be a blessing and a help to someone else. They may not accept the help or the heart that I have to be there for them, but that's okay. At least I've made an effort. If you make an effort and someone resists you or resists the effort that you are making, don't get upset. Don't get angry at that person, because a lot of times they're just taking things out on other people when they are going through so much brokenness in their lives. And I think of David as he cried out to the Lord so many times in the book of Psalms in his times of brokenness. In Psalms 31, 12 through 14, it says, "I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. but I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. In the past few months, I have had some of you to message me with different types. Well, actually, past several months, I've had some of you to message me with different burdens of brokenness that you have gone through. And I've never been through some of the things that some of you have been through. So I can't understand the pain and the brokenness that you might be feeling. Maybe you've lost a parent or a loved one that you're close to, which I have not been through losing a parent yet. So I cannot understand what you might be going through in that situation right now. But I can love you. I can listen. I can hug you when you're crying. I can be there for you and just let you pour your heart out. A lot of times when we go through different battles in life, it just feels good to have someone there that will listen to you, that you can pour your heart out to, and will not judge you or condemn you for how you are feeling, but just be there for you. We all need that person in our lives just to be there for us. And so, even when we don't know the words to say, when we pray or when we talk to the Lord, Jesus himself intercedes for us, and he knows exactly what our hearts are crying when we're praying and we don't know what to say. Maybe you're just sobbing and the words will not come out. Well, Jesus himself will relay that message to God, and healing will come. Healing will come day by day. It does not have a time frame on it. It may take months to heal. It may take years to heal from whatever pain you may go or suffering you may be going through in life. Some days will be easier than others. But it's on the harder days that Satan seems to work the hardest to discourage us. But it's in these times where we must decide, am I going to stay in my pit of despair and give in to Satan and what he wants for us to do as we deal with depression and different things in our lives? Or am I going to get back up, try to wipe the dust off my shoulders, wipe Satan off of our shoulders, and try again the next day? Satan loves to knock us when we are down. It's when he is the happiest, actually, because he knows that we can't be fruitful Christians if we are always knocked down. So if you have been knocked down with some type of brokenness, vow right now to get back up tomorrow and to start a new day in the Lord. The Lord himself will fight for you if you allow for him to. Have peace in knowing that the Lord is still here for us and he wants to heal your brokenness in your life. Many of us ladies have different types of battles that we face. We've all been knocked down at some point, wondering how in the world will we get back up and face the evil that has knocked us down. We've had moments of pain, whether it was physical or emotional. And to get back up after such excruciating pain shows only how strong we are. But if you're going through any type of pain today and you don't feel like getting back up, remember that God is there for you and he is your strength and your help in your times of need. Even in your weakest moments, God is there for you. I love this little quote or poem that I saw, and I'll read it to you. It says, "Is there anything she can't handle? She's been broken. She has been knocked down. She's been defeated. She has felt a pain that most could not handle. She looks fear in the face year after year, day after day, but yet she never runs, she never hides, and she always finds a way to get back up. She is unbreakable. She is a warrior. She is a lioness. She is you." And that author is unknown, but this could be you right now at this time and place in your life. You may feel that God, you cannot make it through another day, but God says you can. John 17:13-15 states, "And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil." In the past few years, it seems like my life has been such a whirlwind. From an unexpected neck surgery, to a huge move in our lives, to more physical challenges that me and my husband both have recently had, it would be so easy to fall into Satan's trap, feeling defeated. I will share more about some of these trials later on, but the truth is that we all have weak moments in our lives. We all, at times, fall short, and we all have struggles in our lives. But it's in these times that we can decide to grow bitter or to grow stronger. These trials can make you grow bitter or grow stronger. And it's so easy to grow bitter. I've been there myself more than once. And like I told young people in my first book for youth, James 1:12 says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." It is not the temptation that becomes the sin. It's the decision that we choose to partake in the temptation that is before us that becomes the actual sin. The more we thrive on temptation, the weaker we become to actually commit that sin that we're thinking about. If we walk away from the temptations, we are blessed for our endurance to lean and to cling to the Lord in these trying times. And there will be times that we will be tested. But one thing that we need to realize is that temptation never comes from God. It always comes from Satan. He allows the temptation to test you, to try you. Something that I'm still learning is when you have doubts about something that God is doing in your lives, He always allows for things to happen to give you a greater vision of what He is doing. You may not see what He is doing in your life right at that moment. It may take some time, but if you be still and let Him do the rest, He will take care of you. It's hard to stand by and let God be God. It's hard to give it all to the Lord. But if we're not careful, we'll try to be the God of our own lives and try to do things our way. But we must trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and completely place whatever it is that you're holding on to into the Lord's hands. Through my own personal valleys, the Lord has taught me so many things about the grief process and life trials. And I will be going through the grief process as we go through the book. And I will be giving you some things that you can glean upon and use as you go through different types of burdens and problems in your life. Here's another little quote that I saw that I personally needed at one time that I read this. But it says, "Sometimes we have to be broken down so that God can rebuild us into what we are actually meant to be." Author unknown. Sometimes God allows for us to go through different trials, and we'll talk more about this as we go through the program and through the book. But God allows us to have trials in our lives to teach us things, to mold us, and to make us into the Christian that we ought to be. As I've studied these different types of brokenness in life, and as I've learned about the grief process and the cycles, I found so much that God has helped me with and is still helping me with. I'm still learning things from different trials and tragedies that I might go through in life or watch others go through in their lives. And I've learned that in the cycles of loss and grief, that there are patterns in our life that we will all go through. And I will be referring to these patterns often as we talk about the different cycles that are normal for all losses and grief in life that life might throw our way. And so I'm thankful for in the internet and the way that we can research and dig into things today. And I found this diagram that's called the loss cycle, and I could not find the author of the diagram, and you'll have to get the book to see it personally and to go through the diagram here. But the normal this is a normal cycle for all losses. And so many of us have facades that we put on the outside, but we are having deep sorrow and deep pain on the inside, and nobody may even know about the pain and the struggles that you may having. And the truth is that we all have some type of brokenness or broken moments in our lives that we have to go through. Sometimes it's hard to pick up those broken pieces and to give them to the Lord, but we must give it to the Lord for Him to put us back together as you would a puzzle and move on with our lives. Sometimes we may not understand the reasons why we're going through certain things that we go through in our lives, but God will give you peace in His time. When it feels like your life is falling apart, trust Him. You may not feel His presence at that particular moment, but know that He is there. I have had the same facade in my life more than once. I seemed happy on the outside, but deep inside, I struggled to even keep afloat. And I've heard or read some to say that it's good to talk about your problems. Well, I partly disagree with that because you cannot trust very many people here on earth. And a lot of times people will pretend like they are there for you, but they're really not. So they turn their back on you and they kick you while you're down as they're gossiping or being rude to you. Just different ways that they can hurt you. So it is good to talk to someone, but make sure that you talk to someone that you fully trust. Life's circumstances and disappointments have brought me personally to this place. For me, I have found that talking to my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, about my problems is so much easier than any other human who may never have been where I've been or understand where I've been or who might kick me while I'm down. I can cry, I can scream, I can yell, and guess what? God doesn't judge me. He listens to me, and He'll do the same for you too. When I'm quiet in Him, He speaks to me. Not about me to someone else, but to me. He doesn't place judgment on me, and He loves me just like I am at that present moment. I can cry, and He holds my tears. With His listening ear, unconditional love, and encouragement, I can cry and scream to Him if I need to. And Isaiah 25:8 is a good reference to this. And my prayer now is not only for the Lord to protect me in my personal emotional battles, but that He will wrap His arms of comfort around those you who desperately need Him. And the words that I her to this song by Stephen Curtis Chapman spoke to my heart so dear and brought me to tears as I listened. It says, I'm just a well-dressed wreck. I'm just a made-up mess, working hard trying to keep everybody impressed. All the while I'm falling apart on the inside, I look around to see, is anyone like me? First glance tells me I'm all alone in the sea. Then I look again a little deeper, and we're all in the same boat. We all just need to know we're all broken, and we all need a Savior. But in order to heal, you must first go through pain. Jeremiah 17:14 says, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. The Lord never promised that it would be easy to go, this world will be easy. And the truth is that he knows that it does not get easier. We are going to go through more trials. And I do not imagine that the pain that he bore for our sins got any easier either. So the pain that you're facing today may not get easier, but with God's help and comfort, you can heal and be and let him be your comfort and your guide. Lean upon him when it feels like no one else cares, and draw strength as you read his word and listen to him as he speaks to you. Follow him and let him lead you out of despair. He loves us so much, and he desires for us to come to him with our pain and sorrow. As I close this program for today, I want to say a special thank you to the Lifted Authors Radio Network for allowing me to be a part of this wonderful broadcast. I also wanted to say a special thank you to the two wonderful, beautiful ladies who were such an inspiration to so many, and that is Kayla Padgett and Tammy Polk. Thank you for asking me to be involved in this beautiful program. To my husband and to my kids, thank you for your love and your support. And to my other family and precious friends that God has blessed me with, thank you all for your continuous love and support as well. I also want to say a special thank you to all of you who are listening. Again, this has been a Better Broken radio broadcast, and my name is Angie West. Join me every first Tuesday of the month at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on this radio program. Or you can find me on Facebook and Instagram under my business pages entitled A Better Broken Books and Jewelry Collection. If you're interested in my books, you can also find them on Amazon.com under author Angie West. Thank you so much again for listening, and have a wonderful and blessed day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.